Wouldn't it be great to have your own small business, right? And when you have that small business, don't you need that support of a big business? Well, let Verizon help champion your small business dream, whether you own a small business or you're scaling one, or maybe even just starting one from scratch. You need Verizon Small Business Days. That's right. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. Paul, what does that mean? It means you can receive a free tech check with one-on-one meetings with a Verizon business expert. Plus, they'll give you personalized advice, solutions that are specific to your small business needs. And you know why? Because Verizon has your back. So don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business. If you're like me, you can't get enough John Mulaney, and that's good, because during the Netflix is a Joke Festival, John Mulaney is presenting a brand new show called Everybody's in LA. It's 6 live episodes created and starring John that will stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. This is going to be an unconventional show with very big special guests. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd, live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Netflix.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Grab a pint of Ben and Jerry's vanilla. Put on your masquerade mask and pop in some Kegel balls. 'Cause marriage is in the air. We saw 50 Shades Darker, so you know what that means. For the second part of the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy. That's right, 50 Shades Darker. Wow, oh wow. If you thought nothing happened in the first movie, get ready. Because somehow, even less happens in this movie. It starts off with Anastasia longing or missing or broken up from Christian, and then immediately they're back together. And then all the S&M stuff, that kind of goes by the wayside, and it just becomes like a straight up romance movie with a little kinky shit in it. And it ends with a proposal, 2, 3 maybe proposals, and finally a twist that makes no fucking sense. But we need that twist because we have to get to the final chapter. We're gonna break it all down tonight. Every bit of this movie, all 2 hours and 11 minutes of it, depending whether or not if you watch the unrated cut, which I did. 'Cause I like understanding the publishing industry. That's all the extra scenes are just in the world of publishing. More meetings! Here to break down tonight's episode is my co-host. Please welcome to the stage, Mr. Jason Mantzoukas!
up, jerks? Let's go, Largo! We're here for the Empire Strikes Back of the 50 Shades of Grey series. Cut Christian open. Put Anastasia in his belly.
Now, last night we both made some predictions about where we thought the second film was going.
Boy.
I would say we're kind of right and kind of wrong.
Kind of right, kind of wrong. I did not expect at all that there would be gunplay.
I didn't expect to be a helicopter accident.
At what point in the second movie do you introduce three villains? Movie one, the only villain, Christian Grey. Movie two, three new villains?
Okay, this is movies. Like when Joel Schumacher took over Batman. Enough. There's too many villains here.
Too many villains, too many nipples.
Although...
just like this movie. So many nipples. I would love it if she was like, are those burns? And he was like, they're all nipples.
By the way, Joel Schumacher would have been a great choice to direct this film.
I would have been into this movie if it was Joel Schumacher. Imagine these movies done by Joel Schumacher or Adrian Lyne.
Oh, well, then they're very
different.
Then it's
horny.
Wow,
then
very
it's
horny.
Actually horny. And I'm not, like, during the sex scenes, actively folding laundry.
When
I wrote it in my notes, I was like, there's tits on screen and I'm folding towels.
When
something's wrong.
I felt the same way. When a sex scene came on, I was like, oh, time to get a snack.
Yeah.
I was like, it was like a commercial break. I was like, ah.
I've never in my life been less interested in sex scenes.
It's so, like, I don't know. It's like, I feel like, we'll break it all down.
Will we?
I hope. And I hope by the end of this episode, we get some justice for Roz. We introduce Roz, like, and Roz, like, the fuck is Roz?
Roz.
You can't talk about Roz like Roz is a character that we know.
At what point are they like, we're going to introduce 30 new characters in this movie. You got to follow all of them.
My favorite thing was that they introduce the sister who's changed her hair color, but she's wearing a mask. Like, oh, you look different, but you're in a mask. And then she drops like 5 minutes of exposition and then walks off camera. It's like even the people we know, it's confusing to re-meet them. It was
And I'm not sure the Jack we meet at the beginning of the episode is the Jack at the end of the movie. Jack at the end of the movie, I don't know who this guy is. He's got a smoky eye. I'm like, what is happening?
I am confused. Well, luckily.
Let's do it. Let's fucking do it.
Luckily, tonight, we have an How Did This Get Made All-Star joining us to break down this film. He has joined us once before in a movie that was also kind of sexy with David Duchovny and his...
The Secret?
Yes.
Oh,
well, we're not bringing out that movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The movie isn't
here.
The guest is the movie The Secret. Which we also will watch again.
Oh, no.
Oh, I feel like everybody in the audience just sympathetically shared my experience with the catalog of our movies, which is, why have I watched all of these? Just reminded of the nightmare that is this podcast.
Our guest tonight is the writer and star of the hit film Fire Island. He is now currently on Chrissy and Dave Die Now. Please welcome Joel Kim Booster! Look at that.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, you guys.
Wow, wow, wow. You got an almost standing ovation.
I know.
People jumping out of their seats.
I was a little nervous when you said the name, and everyone was like, oh, no.
I got nervous, too. I was like, no, this is going to be a good guess.
And yet, another episode without June. The way I almost turned the car around.
I told him on the way here, I was like, and I do have some bad news. June is not going to be here again after assuring you that she would be.
Yeah. And you don't, I know she'll never listen to this, but she is... And I'm not exaggerating. She is one of the reasons I started doing comedy.
Really?
And so I cannot wait to meet her. not understand. I was so nervous about meeting June tonight that my boyfriend got stressed out about what he was going to wear tonight. Because he was like, well, I'm going to meet June tonight. So that's where I'm at. But it's okay. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Well,
it's
I will tell you, there is nothing sweeter than watching June just sick trying to muscle through this movie.
Oh, she watched it?
I watched her. Oh. She's like coughing, like, and like writing, you like work? That's all I saw. That's all I saw. I was like,
Do you think the movie's made her sick?
That's what I was
like. I do feel like there's something about these films that is contagious.
Yeah. People are getting a fever, a 50 Shades fever. All right, so we last night spoke about our connection to this movie, which was we understood culturally where it was, we didn't see it before. Where did you come into on the 50 Shades scale? Like where did
either the books, the Twilight fan fiction that it began as, or
Master
the movie
of the Universe?
So this is crazy. I've never seen any of the other 50 Shades movies. I've seen this one 3 times now. I saw it as a joke when it was in theaters. That it turns out it was a joke I played on myself. And then I watched it on the plane flying back from New York today. And then I decided to watch it a 3rd time with my boyfriend today. So we've since broken up.
So twice in 24 hours? Yeah, you've watched it twice in 24 hours.
My brain is mush. It did not make any more sense. It makes actually less sense the more you watch it.
Well, that's the weird thing.
I feel dumber.
Yeah, it's a weird movie because you're like, wow, I just spent 2 hours. But what happened?
This movie isn't interested in explaining anything that happens, as we find out when Christian Grey and Roz are in a helicopter crash and never explain to anyone how they got away alive.
Performance of a lifetime from Roz, who says no less than 5 times while the helicopter is going down, what's going on, Christian? What's going on? And it's like, bitch, look around.
Yeah, you're crashing.
You're going down.
If you are that confused, then you are not taking helicopter flying seriously.
Yeah.
If I'm in a helicopter, I'm assuming I might die. Like, that's the choice I've made. Like, I might die here. This is it.
I gotta say, too, there's something really despicable about the fact that this takes place in the Pacific Northwest. the helicopter goes down in Portland, and then he walks in the door in Vancouver seconds later.
The way that he walks in... there's a lot of shit that makes no sense. But the way he walks in so angry, like, yeah, what? What? Yeah, my helicopter crashed. Why are you all here?
Why are you crying? What? Why are you upset? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Leave.
Yeah, it's my birthday. Whatever. Go. It's like, he was in a crash.
He has the attitude of someone who is like, oh, actually, I wasn't in the helicopter.
Right.
Yeah. The news is mistaken. I've been at the gym. So why are you guys... You don't need to be this upset. No.
I lost my phone in the helicopter crash.
The helicopter crashes, and he and Roz are both 100% fine.
Yeah. It seems like they crash. It was like, hey, I'm late for my birthday dinner. Can I just hitch a ride with you? Like, oh, yeah,
he
sure,
called an Uber from the crash site.
Yeah.
They let him home. He didn't even go to the hospital to get checked out.
What's his driver's name? Taylor? Tyler?
Yeah.
He's there right at the crash site. Mr. Gray.
Taylor, I'm going down. I'm going.
Taylor.
What is going on? Just shut up.
Don't worry.
Pick me up in the middle of the woods. I'm going down.
I need you to pick me up in the middle of the woods and give me a carefully wrapped box of Apple products that are already set up for me.
I kept getting confused because he kept like texting or saying, hey, I'm here with Taylor, or Taylor and I are downstairs, or Taylor and I are going to dinner. And I was like, is that the sister? Like, why? He's so close to Taylor.
Taylor is his body man, but... Taylor is a little sidelined in this movie. It seems like Taylor was sent to go kick the shit out of the editor who worked. Like, that was some new information. He's like, go up there. Go beat the shit out of that guy. But that guy's getting punched in the face. Like, why are you doing this? Well, you upset my boss. What I will say about this, which I loved, is the opening sequence where we're getting a shoeless, rural, southern, like... This is his life. Like, and he's in this like very like log cabin-y with an abusive dad.
His trauma flashback.
It's a Dolly Parton music video at the beginning, is what it is.
Except that would be harsher. But stepdad is saying, you silly fucking twit. What? Twit? Come on.
And that's all we get. Yeah. You think like, oh, maybe that's going to be, we're going to get more. No, that's all we need is that little sliver of him hiding under a bed. And then and it's like, and we got it. We got it.
Now you get it.
I think they're trying to soften the edges, though.
I feel like this movie, and I know it is like based on Twilight fan fiction, but so much of it is Mormon coded.
I want to hear about this.
It really is. And I feel like this whole movie is just a series of vignettes between sex scenes that are like Mormon lady dream, like wish fulfillment, basically.
Right, yeah.
Like this is everything happens exactly, like it's exactly as sexy as like the dirtiest Mormon lady you know could conjure.
Well, that's it. It's like the most deviant
and
sex.
And everybody think of the dirtiest Mormon lady you know. Picture it in your head. Ooh, she's drinking a Coke.
When I was a kid, like there was, you heard these stories of what like different sex acts were, and they primarily only had like, you know, just very vanilla sex. Like I've heard some dirty stuff, and like if it's kind of wrong in the translation, like the way I heard what a blowjob was when I was a kid was.
Is this in the book?
This is in the book, oddly. Maybe that's why it's like fresh in my head. Is that you, or maybe it isn't? I don't remember. You have to bring some ice with you. You put ice in your mouth. You get it real cold. And then you also have a hair dryer. And then you put your mouth, like, you take the ice out. Now your mouth is cold. And then you, like, blow on the dick. And then you take the hair dryer and make it hot. And you're kind of, like, doing, like, an icy hot thing. Like, that's how I heard what a blowjob was.
That's
I was like,
so
whoa.
But, like, temperature's not even a remote part of it.
Yeah.
But I'm learning this in like, you know, fifth grade. I'm like, got it, blowjob. Need the hair dryer. Need ice.
Wow. Like,
it's interesting because it's interesting you were learning so much about the giving of a blowjob as a child. Like, it's like that's just something a lady would bring to this.
I know, yeah. This is a bunch of guys sitting around talking about what you need. And I didn't even think about it in that way, yeah.
I gotta say,
hey mom, I got a big date tonight. Can I borrow your hair dryer?
Well, I think I got in trouble with my mom because I said like, "Oh, what are you gonna use a hair dryer on him?" And my mom was like, "What
you
are
you
talking about?"
You said that to your mom?
Yeah, I didn't have
put
any brothers
and sisters.
Put it in
the book. Yeah. Who's your mom blowing? What's happening?
Here's the thing, people. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, but also on the stuff you don't. Let me explain. Did you know with your Walmart Plus membership, you can save money on gas? Yeah, save gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever you want to go. Because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery, perfect for ordering new remote batteries or coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you. And then, you know, eat all your snacks that you have stored in the back of that pantry for movie night. How dare they? Plus, you can actually even save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more, because savings is what this whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions, $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential Plan only, separate registration required. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes, that's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Here's something that we've known since the dawn of bread. Everything is better sliced. Let me explain. Slice a pineapple, you get a blast of fresh fruit. Slice some jeans, get some jorts. That's why the new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors, including pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Try the new Captain Morgan Sliced because sliced is better. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan Sliced, premium flavored malt beverage with natural flavor and certified color. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus.
But no, you're completely right about the sex in this movie. And I'm going to say this, and I might be able to explain it by the time the episode is done, but watching this movie and specifically watching the sex in this movie, all I kept thinking is like, oh God, like straight people have to do all that just to be gay, you know? Like, like it's just like the whole time I kept watching it, I was like, just be gay. You want to be a freak? Like, I don't know.
It
just,
well, that's it. It's like, and so much so that this movie like takes back the premise of the first movie. The first movie is like, Christian Grey, he's dominant, and he's going to fuck her. He doesn't fuck. He fucks hard. He doesn't sleep in the same bed. And everything about these movies is like just making him into a boyfriend. Like in this movie, he's just a straight up boyfriend who like maybe has a like a handcuffs. Like,
well,
I mean,
they
like,
finally,
he just loves going down on women. That's
for about, two full movies, we are like, is she going to want to go to the red room? Is she going to want to go to the red room? And then finally she's like, take me to the red room. At the end of this movie, take me to the red room. They go in. He puts cuffs on her for like 10 seconds. And then they're just having like passionate lovemaking.
Yeah.
Which he has explicitly said is not what the room is for. So I'm like, what is this? Is this just a room for set
I didn't
deck?
Realize that they hadn't gone to the room yet. The movie makes no They've indication that it is a special it. Thing yeah. at
well,
all.
Well, the first movie ends on the cliffhanger that he brings her into the room and then and uses like a riding crop on her and whips her in the butt. And she is upset about that because he's taking a pleasure in her pain, which seems like that's what we were to understand the whole thing was. And then she's like, I'm out of here. And then this movie seems to pick up 2 days later.
Well,
and
how
and
long,
they're back. They're
how
back.
How long is it between movies? Do we know? Because I asked that too. Because I was like, they're acting like it was 3 nights ago. But then also feeling like, was it 6 months ago?
I don't know. But either way, it's like he sends her flowers. He's like, good luck on your new job. So he's still stalking her. Like he knows that she's getting a job. She goes to throw it out, and I was so happy she didn't try to cram all those flowers.
Yeah.
In.
I was like, at least fit. Save the vase.
Yeah. But, and then she gets her job in, this is 2017, she gets a job in a place where I've seen more paper products than ever. Like, there's one of the assistants there is next to like a Gutenberg press. It's like, why do they have so much paper in this publishing industry? It's like they're not like this is not the past.
Well, and when she later on when she takes over for the boss and the other boss lady is like, you have to go to the meeting, she hands her a stack of manuscripts. As though, what is she doing at the meeting?
Yeah,
also, that she needs all the manuscripts.
That woman is from HR.
Yeah.
Her job doesn't interact at all with the content of the manuscripts.
No.
She's like, well, then you're in charge now. The guy, I really could talk about Jake, right?
Yeah.
Jack, right?
The boss?
The boss.
Well, wait, we have to, and shout out, my boyfriend pointed this out. His name is Jack Hyde.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw
like
that
Jekyll
too. Like,
and Hyde.
Like
yeah.
Jekyll and Hyde, yes.
Ooh, I like there, that.
Yeah.
And that fits perfectly with the amount of cleverness in these books.
I would think that was clever if he had a kind side and then a mean side. But from the jump, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Anastasia Steele is like just attracting the worst, most toxic people.
He does get her coffee.
Yeah, that's
true. He when he first comes in, I like that. I like, yeah. I like. Oh, but then I thought we were gonna get like a little secretary action, like the movie
the
secretary.
The movie secretary.
I was like, ooh, this will be fun. Like she's gonna have that relationship here. Nope, like mm-mm. Nothing.
And, an actual sexy movie.
Well, and to defend Jack Hyde a little bit.
Okay, a Jack Hyde apologist.
Yeah, I mean,
and I believe he's a doctor of literature, so it's yeah. Dr. Jack Hyde.
Dr. Jack. I'm sorry, but like, he did have a point. She should have gone to New York.
Yes.
I'm sorry. That's your job.
Her and by the way, this movie is all about, like, I don't want to be controlled. But then he invites her out for a drink. And, like, and Christian comes and is like, go, let's go. And they leave. And it's not even, like, that weird. And it's like, no, that's bad etiquette. Like, she's bad for leaving. He's bad for taking her. Like, he should be pissed at that. Like,
well, and it is this, the movie, like, is unwilling to be complicated at all. Like, this is why it's, like, Mormon Lady Wish Fulfillment. Because, like, yes, you need to do your job and go to New York. But then the movie immediately is like, well, actually, he's a rapist, though. So, yeah.
Right, if you would have went, you would have been raped.
So, thank God you listened to Christian and didn't go. Like,
I was protecting you.
I also want to talk about Jose's art photo exhibit.
So, Jose...
On every level. I want to talk about it on every level.
That, Jose.
That the Shears portrait studio that he does.
That she didn't know that there was going to be... The movie's got it every way. She wants to be like a demure virgin, but like almost Mormon-esque person, but also a model, like in like all of these pictures, and also like the movie is trying to have all of the pieces in place, and then none of it makes sense.
Well, it's so interesting because, you know, his photo exhibit seems like arty photos, and then you're right, the Sears Portrait Center that are like headshot outtakes. It's like, oh, I don't want that one, and they're giant. And she's like, I didn't know you took these. Like, you didn't. Because you're fucking posing for headshots. Yeah. Like, there's no way that those were stealthily taken. Like, that's a lit environment. Like, biting my sweater. Covering my, you know. Like, the only thing I didn't see in her is, like, she's, like, you know, wearing, like, a contractor jacket. Like, mom could be a construction worker. I'm not going to be a bartender. I'm a sailor. You know, it's like, but she.
Like a composite
chart? Yeah, composite chart. Like, but I was like, she's like, oh, I didn't know these were going to be here. Well, what did you think was happening?
Yeah. Well, and then when she was like, who bought them? And it's like, I don't know. Who bought the six, like, portraits of you? The guy who's stalking you.
Yes.
Like,
who then comes, takes her to dinner, and orders her a steak.
A steak with fries. A steak with fries.
What the fuck? Hey, don't order for someone, and then don't just give them a steak.
Two steaks with fries.
I also was thinking about them fucking on that.
Well, like, that's the thing. That's the thing. Is like, she said no sex, no sex. And a steak with fries is a no sex meal, you know?
Yeah.
And she's sending mixed signals because then she gets a quinoa salad. That's fucking food if I ever heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's messaging. Yeah. She's saying, that's a choice. That's like, I'm open for biz.
Yeah.
Both of them, and this was true in the previous movie, but even more so here, both of them are sending mixed signals in every conversation they have with each other.
Yeah.
They're saying one thing, doing the opposite, constantly flip, 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 flip. And it's absolutely insane and makes the movie impossible to follow because none of it adds up to any, I don't know what anybody wants they say they want it.
I wrote down this thing, I was like, what is he getting from her? Like, he's like, oh, I can't get you out of my mind. You obsessed me. I'm like, why? She's not funny. She doesn't make him laugh. She doesn't do anything. Doesn't seem to have any interesting opinions
about anything. Both of them are boring.
She keeps trying to touch him in the red zone.
Yeah.
Okay, that was new information that I couldn't unpack. I didn't understand that.
I didn't understand it. And then 40 minutes after she draws the red zone, he takes his shirt off and it's still there. I was like, what was this drawn with?
I want to see that housekeeper clean doing the laundry the next day and being like, what the fuck is going on inside this shirt? Like,
every shirt just... No, but like, so he can't be... he can't be touched, like, just slightly, like, torso. Like, but it's like, it's weird. It's like the hardest place not to touch a human. It's like, don't touch here. And she's always like, they're taking a shower and she's managing not to touch there, which I was impressed. That's probably the most impressive thing the movie does.
No, she, like, when she washes it off, she's fully in the red zone.
Yeah.
It's...
Why the red zone? Why? I don't even understand.
To answer your question, Paul, I think what you were asking is, what does he see in her?
Yes.
It's his mother. That question is answered in the text of the movie, which is, he sees in all of these women that he's been involved with, his mother,
right,
that he is acting out some sort of something with, right?
It is crazy. I know that, like, this would sort of ruin the movie. Like, there wouldn't be three movies, three books, if this were the case. But the fact that therapy is never brought up one time... like, not once does Anastasia Steele say, I get that. I mean, it's hot to me, but also, let's go, like, call BetterHelp or something. Yeah. Like,
it's easy. If you don't like your therapist, you can change it.
Promo code bonkers.
I have talked to BetterHelp about that. I'm like, you realize that you're giving the promo code bonkers to a mental health hotline. Like, we're fine with it. I'm like, okay. Far be it from me to critique your promo code, but it seems slightly problematic. You know, it is odd. It's like, because then we reveal, and again, you probably have putting this stuff together, but if you haven't, I'll just show you some stuff that we know, that, you know, Kim Basinger, which is a surprise. I was like, ooh, yeah. I said Kim Cattrall.
Loved
it. I was close.
Loved it. I said Melanie Griffith.
And I thought
that's who I thought it was, too.
And I thought Kim Basinger was great. Like, she got a great look, and I was like, I wanted her to do more, but she's his dom. And I don't quite understand their relationship.
Well, this is the thing about the movie, too, is there are, like, three interesting movies that it almost becomes in the movie. And that is one of the interesting movies where it's like, she's the final boss.
Yes,
like, you know,
yeah.
Like, you thought he was a dom. Well, get ready for this bitch. And then, like...
how bad did you want her to tell him to kneel?
Yes!
When she was upset the way that he did to the woman who had the gun? You know, like, at the end, when they're having their confrontation with Kim Basinger, I wanted her to say to him, kneel, and for him to just immediately do it.
I would have loved that, but instead, like, Marsha Gay Harden seems like she's in on it, too. She's like, get the fuck out of my house. And I'm like, first of all, I'm confused about Marsha Gay Harden, because she seems like a great stepmom. Like, she actually, I'm like, the first one, I'm like, oh, is she a little
great
controlling, too?
A great adopted mom.
What?
Adopted mom.
Oh, adopted
right?
mom. Yeah. Sorry. But I'm like, when we first meet her in episode one, I'm like, okay, I don't trust her. Now I'm like, I think she's pretty great. I feel like he's coming from a pretty healthy family.
Yeah.
Like, which is odd, because we're constantly told that he's all fucked up. But then, when Marsha Gay Harden's like, get the fuck out of here, she's revealing to me that she knows that Kim Basinger raped him, right?
No, she has... She's overheard...
Yeah, she overheard.
Our book reader.
Paul, you're wrong.
She overheard it.
I believe she has just overheard him say to Kim Basinger, you taught me how to fuck, she taught me, meaning Anastasia, how to love.
Well, and now I'm really concerned...
Which is a tattoo I have.
For whatever.
It's way too big. And you're not supposed to be touching that area when you have that tattoo.
This must have been from the book, but like... I'm really concerned about the business they apparently share, too.
Oh, yes.
That he drops at one point. He's like, she's my business partner. And she owns the salon. Like, does he own Dry Bar? Like, what is it? Like,
yes, that must be what it is.
This man owns anything. He's like, I bought the publication company. I bought the publishing house. He's buying, Dry Bar.
He's, if anything, too diversify. The best is when he's having the passive aggressive text conversation with Anastasia and he's in a business meeting. If you just listen to the business that is being talked about while he's the jargon doesn't add up to anything at all. It's kind of like third quarter earnings are off on environmental statistics.
It's like,
that are pushing into, you know, everything.
She literally says like something about like quantum physics at one point.
Yeah. Energy.
And it's like, do you work for Stark Industries?
Yes.
Like,
but also own a publishing company and a salon. I mean, it really, like, this company does everything, and also he does not a goddamn thing.
And it's all run from the Pacific Northwest.
The hub of big business, but it's not tech.
No, it's fucking Vancouver.
Now, here's a question. We're going to get into it at one point, and I don't, if anyone has any examples, I don't want to get too gross about it, but... You know, obviously, we got to get back to the sex stuff because, you know, that's what this movie's about. Okay. For a long time, we're like, oh, is this going to be a movie where it's like sexiest time? And it's not until he introduces these, like, these vaginal beads, whatever, Benoit ball, whatever they are, Kegel beads, whatever. They don't really name them. I had to go looking online to find the exact name.
And why go looking? All you have to do is say, like, what's it called? Kegel balls?
Kegel balls.
Okay, you bunch of fucking
Kegel
freaks.
Balls.
So
15
Kegel balls.
15 horny Mormons in the audience said.
I watched.
They got them in right now.
Kegel
I watched
balls.
A lot of, there's a lot of like videos online of people going, I tried the balls from 50 Shades Darker, and this is what I found. And honestly, everyone thumbs up. Everyone is like,
wait,
they're all in.
Are there 50 Shades Darker branded Kegel balls?
I think
what
the
a
balls,
great giveaway the, that
I
would
think
have been.
The balls in the movie are a brand that people.
If you went to the theater in the popcorn,
first you have to get them salty. but
I love that you went to salt, not butter.
Yeah.
This is a real about face from Last Tango in Paris.
But it was odd to me. I mean, I like that this movie finally introduces some humor.
It does?
Well, because she goes, I want you to wear these. And she's like, in my butt? And I was like, all right.
You know, it was a little the lady doth protest too much, I think. I think she was like, no, I won't stick that in my butt. Yeah. Oh, you don't want it in my butt. Okay.
I guess I know the answer to this. Like, I don't want to see it, but it seemed like it went in so quickly. It was like, bend over? Okay. So, and I was like, didn't seem like those just like fly in. Like,
You wanted a Foley artist to be like.
Gulp. First one's in. First one is in.
I think I just audibly heard her vagina swallow those beads.
Well, it made me have questions because I was like, how did they go in so quickly? Yeah. It just seemed like it was like...
I'm really...
Like she was like a jet engine or something.
So this is the thing. Like, I was also similarly confused, but I was like chalking that up to my ignorance about female anatomy, but it feels like you should know.
I just think that it seemed, well, to the audience.
Anybody want to weigh it? Anybody want
to? No.
Whoa.
Vehement no.
Whoa.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's like a tampon.
These
okay.
pussies are gobbling these balls.
Gluck, gluck,
oh,
gluck,
my
gluck,
God.
Gluck, 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 gluck,
gluck,
gluck,
gluck, gluck, gluck. Half
well,
this audience has balls in right now.
By the way, that's the t-shirt. Like a vagina Pac-Man chasing like those balls.
This is the thing. People don't buy our more sexual stuff.
No,
the
yeah.
theme stuff. Because I was going to say, we should put out How Did This Get Made? Branded Kegel balls. But you assholes wouldn't buy them.
Oh my gosh. I mean,
I've got them in right now.
That sounds like, I'm sorry, but How Did This Get Made? Kegel ball sounds like recipe for toxic shock syndrome.
For sure.
I have ever heard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, our fans, it's going to go bad.
Yeah.
So this movie is really like led by the masquerade ball. We're going to the masquerade ball, which I'm hoping is going to be sexy. I'm like waiting for like an Eyes Wide Shut thing. No, it's like a boring ass like
it's an auction. It's a charity auction. Yeah.
You know, and
that's the thing.
The scariest mask is Kim Basinger's mask.
Yeah.
Did you, when she like forgets that she's not wearing it, she's like, oh, I better put this Pinocchio mask
well,
on.
Well, I
really
feel
quick.
Like she's the only person in the movie that's at a sexy masquerade ball. She's the only one that gets it. Everybody else is like, sexy masquerade ball. Just kidding. Charity auction. Huzzah.
Yeah, there are some odd things about like, but they're in this, you know, they're in this auction. They're doing this stuff and. We get this moment, you know, after they fuck in his room or whatever, and this guy on the staircase taking a picture of the family, and they're like, ooh, who is that?
But it's so clear because of his hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
The minute I saw him from the back, I was like, well, here's Jack at the party. It's fucking asshole.
So Jack, I mean, and this is, I guess, the question, because Jack... seems to not know Christian.
But no, this is my other thing. I don't know why he took the photo of the family because they're like a wealthy, famous family. Just Google it. Like,
well, in the first movie it was established there's only three pictures of Christian Grey on Google, and two of them were from later in the movie.
But here, yeah, I was just going to say, we've now seen him take and be photographed dozens of times.
He is not someone who doesn't want his photo taken. He is out and about. He's getting his photo snapped. But they take that picture, and I also, like, why? Like, it's not, like, evidence. Like,
oh, it seems to be simply so that he can burn the cigarette in it in the last scene.
So yeah. He took a picture with his iPhone, went to like a Target, found one of those machines,
yeah.
Printed out a 4x6. It's like, got it. And then
something like that. That's how absurd it is. Can I ask, and somebody maybe will know from the book readers or something like that. Was Jack meant to be this series' Jacob? Are we supposed to be choosing between, like, the way that Bella, you were either Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Don't even finish.
No, right?
Don't even finish.
So he's just supposed to...
No. I want to keep asking. Let me explain myself.
No.
Do you remember Team Edward and Team Jacob?
But...
Taylor Lautner?
But this is why, like, to your point, this is why this movie is kind of missing the mark, because in my mind, I'm like... Wouldn't it have been interesting if they break up and she actually finds this guy kind of sexy? He's in her field. He likes literature. They get together. They find each other on a different level. They have sex. There's something interesting. And then Christian Grey comes back. But this movie doesn't allow anyone to literally be in a scene with her more than 35 seconds. Even when the helicopter crashes, like, I'm back. Guys, yeah. Why were you with my girlfriend?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
my girlfriend. Mom!
He doesn't even want his family spending time with her. Get the fuck out of here so I can be with my girl.
And he like says it at one point when he's like trying to assault her. He's like, I could fuck you and make you smarter too.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, let her get to that conclusion, you know? Like,
I also don't want anyone to say that they're gonna fuck the smart into me. I don't want to be smarter after you fuck me. That feels weird.
But there's also a thing which is
fuck
like
me dumber.
I want to forget some vocab words afterwards, you know?
I also was like, really, she cannot exist in the world without somehow being with the most toxic individuals. Like Jose was creepy to her. Like Jack spirals into like a like mustache twirling villain. Just by somehow being closer. And then when Christian comes in and they have, then he's like, now I'm really pissed.
Well, it's also like,
what the fuck is this?
I think that she's some sort of like demon that just is possessing people, because we see nothing that makes her like appealing. She's a person who's watching like a video on her own computer screen like this, like, she has no passion. I don't see any passion.
She doesn't, like, this is another thing that I overheard. When she's explaining one of the books that she likes at one point, she describes it as it's a political thriller told through the lens of Dante's Inferno. and then she gets cut off, but I'm like, I want to know more.
Yeah. You
know? Like, I love that, because I also feel like there's a middle part of that where it's the author, E.L. James, going like, let me talk about publishing, how fucked up it is. You know, because somebody's like, well, wait a second. They're only popular online. And she's like, I know, and that's where the readers are. And you need to be publishing more fanfic of fucking.
Yeah,
like,
because like, everybody at this company is a creep or a piece of shit.
How Did This Get Made is sponsored by Squarespace. That's right. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. Now, let me tell you this. Now they have this Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system where you can just drag and drop. It's so easy. It's so fun. Plus, they have this asset library so you can merge all your files from one central hub. I love it so much. Now, let me tell you. I talk about their customer support. I had an issue. Something went wrong. And not only did they get back to me in a timely fashion, but they solved my problem. They were attentive. And I have to say, regardless of anything else, sometimes the best way to judge a company is by their customer service, and Squarespace passed the Paul Scheer test. All right, so you could check out my website with a new feature. That's right. If you bought my book, you can sign up for that and you can get videos and pictures and all this kind of cool stuff. I built that on Squarespace. Check it all out. I love Squarespace. You will too. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/bonkers to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Hey, everybody. just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing. It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better, and that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, the combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter, I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's two in a pack. Shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold, and often in my pantry, because I love these. Today's show is brought to you by BetterHelp. People, how is your social battery right now? You know what I'm talking about? You know, do you feel drained? Do you feel bursting with energy? Well, it's very easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin. I mean, I do it all the time, but sometimes we have to figure out the right amount of socializing and maybe the right ways to recharge. Maybe you're an introverted extrovert. That's what I consider myself. Maybe you're just an introvert. You got to figure out how to pace yourself. And therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bonkers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonkers.
Oh my gosh. But we did reveal a question, or an answer has been given now, that the cleaning lady does clean up that red room.
Yeah.
And that was upsetting
and
to me.
She makes an acting choice. One of the most difficult acting moments in the movie is when he is carrying her out of the room and the cleaning lady sees her and she has to give him a face that says like, oh, you kids, but at the same time, like, I know what you're doing, but she's like not judgmental, but she's happy about it. It is like, I wish you could pull it up because it is honestly, give her an Emmy.
It is.
I know it's a movie, but seriously.
Who is it? Mrs. Johnson? Is that her name? Mrs.
Yes,
Johnson? She turning in the best performance in entire series so far.
And some of the best performances here are in these smaller side characters. They just pop in. They do their little business. But I also feel like Mrs. Johnson is like maybe using that room too.
Jones?
Yeah.
Mrs. Jones? Okay. I love that. Jones.
I just feel like
a very Dakota Johnson delivery. Jones.
What she's experienced in this house has been weird, and I feel like
Jones. I'm biting my lip. There's
a lot
less lip biting in this movie.
Oh yeah, she doesn't lip bite that much, although she did bite that sweater's lip or the neck.
No, the neck hole is the mouth of a sweater.
I like the pommel horse scene.
Holy shit.
Is that a standard piece of gym equipment?
When I saw that, I wrote in my notes, holy shit, he has a pommel horse in his home gym, which he then used.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, does this guy know how to do gymnastics?
All right, so he's doing a.
I love
normal.
That everybody in the crowd is like getting horned up. This section right here, we're gonna need to put a tarp down.
Now this is what I love because I can't tell if this is wire work or this is him.
This is real. This looks real. Does he do gymnastics?
Wow.
Did you work on this movie?
Are you the script supervisor?
Did you play the pommel horse?
Only could do four takes, but
he could only do four takes, and then he was done, but it's real.
I'm sorry, but who set up here that he uses the pommel horse correctly? Because you could do that on anything.
I guess so, but
you don't need a pommel horse
for
that.
You're right,
but
I need an edge.
To me, I was like, oh, this is set decoration gone wild. Like, he's never going to use the pommel horse. But then he does, and I was like, okay.
But it looks like he's somebody who doesn't know what it is.
Right. He's not using the pommel horse correctly. He is just using it. Like, using it correctly would be like, hands, flipping
that
around.
That would have been awesome. Like Gymkata.
Yeah, Gymkata. That's what I would want to see. But I feel like this movie is unanswered questions after unanswered questions. And to me, the biggest question in this movie is she stops at a newsstand and we don't see what she's buying. And she goes, do you have a gift box for this? Which makes me think she's insane. I lived in New York for many a year. I've been to many newsstands. Do you have a gift box? I think the person would look at me like, what the fuck are you... They would take it back.
Yeah. If you asked like a bodega person for a gift box, they would pull a gun on you. Yeah. Like there's just like...
And honestly, they would have every right
yes.
to. And a here's what's even
box.
More mind scrambling. Apparently they do.
Yeah. Right.
Apparently, and, like, she's right. He does, and it works. And that, not only that, she gives him Christian Grey the box, and it's still in his pocket after the helicopter crash.
The phone
he has
was lost.
Nothing else.
Phone
what the
was
fuck?
Lost. But birthday gift stayed intact. And that to me feels like a moment where no one on set questioned it. It was like, yeah, no, they have gift boxes. Do you have gift boxes? Yeah, they have gift boxes. They definitely. Multiple size gift boxes, yeah. No, to me, a funnier choice would have been like he like pulls like an old candy, like here's a Twix box.
We sold
all the Twixes, but you could put it in here and it would be awkwardly sized. But yeah, like that's why like this movie does feel like there's no complication. Like that isn't even a complication.
Well, that's
right?
The thing is like the whole beginning of the movie is like her being like, we can date again as long as you're not a fucking sex weirdo.
Right.
And then she does all the fucking sex weirdo shit that he wants. So he gets everything he wants anyway. So I don't understand what the problem is coming into the second movie.
I don't understand what anybody's problem is anywhere in the movie. Yeah.
No,
and not
just
only
a
that,
happy couple. A boring,
she is
weird
introduced
couple.
To not just are her eyes being open to a world of sexual discovery, but she's being her world is being opened up to like the mega wealthy. He is a billionaire. This movie should feel as though it's Sexy Princess Diaries.
Right.
Like, she should be like, whoa, what? Everything should be shocking in every step of the way. She's like,
It should be like Annie, like, I think I'm gonna like it here.
Oh, my God, I can't believe this. But every step of the way, she's unfazed and is like, yep, pretty much what I thought
it'd
be.
She's even, I mean,
and in fact, I'll take more.
The biggest moment, the most reaction we have is when the car that he gave her is, like, paint. I don't know if it was paint was thrown on it. Like, she's like, oh, my car. Like, that's she's upset about that. And then when the woman with the gun comes in and Christian makes her kneel, she goes, takes a long walk.
Yeah.
And then she comes back. Everyone just comes back. Like,
from that scene, the gun scene and the helicopter crash, the rest of these people's lives would be focused on overcoming that trauma.
Yes.
And they instead are like, let's go get a steak.
Again, with the more interesting movie, I thought, the first time I saw this movie, I thought, okay, this girl is stalking her. This girl is, like, appearing, popping up. And you think she's going to be bad, but she's really there to warn her about Christian, and then Christian's going to be bad. But no, the movie is like, no, she's just jealous. she's just jealous.
Right. Yeah, you know what? Like, he's like, hey, look. And it's also, who's the narrator? Because, like, yeah, she had a mental breakdown, you know?
Yeah.
I cut it off. Yeah. Broke up with her husband.
Dick's so good, she had to go crazy.
Yeah. She's nuts. I don't know about you. She's
but that whole
crazy.
Scene when he comes in and she calls him master and is like, master lets you sleep in his bed or whatever that whole thing is. And then he comes in and is like, Neil. And that whole thing unfolds. The rest of the movie should be them unpacking those 20 seconds of time. And instead, the rest of the movie is masquerade balls, helicopter, everything else. And not a single examination of the absolute batshit insanity.
Yeah. Where did she go? Did he just...
She's never heard of...
Oh, she is disappeared.
Taylor! Take care of her.
She is in the French Foreign Legion. She is dunzo.
Done.
I mean, again, and we didn't even... And I want to go to the crowd, but we didn't even get into the fact that she gets a job and within 2 weeks is now running the company.
Running it.
And it's stated, like, very clear, like, he didn't make that happen. Like, they're like, she's good. She read that Dante's Inferno book and, make her the head.
I gotta say, like, it wasn't there in the performance, but if I were directing this movie, her one person of color coworker who has been there longer than her.
Yes!
The way she's like, so do I have to call you Miss Steele now? Like, she says it in, like, a normal, like, kind way, but in my head, if I were that girl reading that script, I'd be like, so am I supposed to call you Miss Steele now? Or
yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Like, she, I think, is the only person of color, depending on how you count Rita Ora, is the only one in the movie. Rita Ora is the biggest jump scare in the movie for me. I, like, when I realized it was her, I was like, that's the lady who was the villain in the Pikachu movie, you know?
She, I mean, again, she pops in and we see her. Boom. It's like, we go, oh, let's see if this will work. Oh, there she is.
There she is.
Yeah. She's and again,
was she a brunette in the first movie?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, she
so that's why they justify her blonde hair here, because she's both masked and blonde?
So they introduce a character in a mask that we know they have to say, hey, she looks different, but she looks doubly different because she's wearing a mask. And then she's like, did he ever tell you about the time he used to fight people? He got kicked out of school a lot. I'm just dropping exposition for no apparent reason. See you later.
Like, but it doesn't seem to bear out in any way, shape, or form. He's not a brawler, unless it's him that beat Jack up and we just didn't see that scene.
I mean, maybe in the sequel? I don't know. Again, nothing much happens.
I just want to remind both of you that we haven't talked at all about their time on the boat.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. Your apartment isn't safe. Our apartments aren't safe. Let's go to this very minimally guarded boat. Yes.
Let's go to the docks.
Yeah.
The rest of the crew will be here in the morning. She wakes up in international waters? What? You are being trafficked. What's happening?
There is so much kidnapping going on in this movie.
There are so many red flags for the entire Gray family. And Anastasia Steele, again, a name that is in no way, shape, or form real, is always like, I'm into it. I'm into it.
I mean, look.
Whatever this is, I'm fucking into it.
I mean, this is a scene of red flags. Here we go.
It's all wrong. All of this is wrong. You put money into my account that I don't want it.
Red flag.
You bought the company I work for.
Red flag.
This isn't a relationship, Christian. It's ownership.
Red flag.
I'm trying to understand you. I am just wanting to get close to you. But it's really difficult to do that when you keep doing bizarre things like this. And it's really difficult to do that when you won't let me touch you.
Red flag.
What? And it is but maybe 48 hours later that she agrees to marry this man.
No.
Because he says it in his sleep, but then he doesn't say it in his sleep. He knew he was awake.
I have to ask really quickly, because this is something I'm genuinely confused about. Because Dakota Johnson actually is one of my favorite actresses. I love Suspiria.
Oh,
I love Suspiria. It's one of my favorite movies. Is she good in this movie?
Is she
elevating the terrible script, or is she right on par with? Thank you.
We have a fourth member tonight.
This role, I trust your opinion.
Here's what I will say. I have a conflicted relationship with her. This movie is leaps and bounds better than the first one from a visual point.
Oh.
Like,
Joel, do yourself a favor. And do not ever watch that movie.
I mean, the first one looks like a student film. And this is like well lit. I feel
that
like the
is
acting
crazy.
Is better. Like the acting in the first one, you're like, oh.
I thought for sure this must have been a significant dip in quality from all quadrants.
No. And as a matter of fact, this movie was shot so differently that I was Googling, is it the same actor who played Christian Grey? Because he looks... I think he's lit different, or he gained weight in a good way. Like he just looks better.
The movie is failing everyone. The movie is actively working, because there are so many good actors in this movie, and it's working against all of them. Nobody can make a choice that is helpful for the movie, even remotely.
Yeah, I just, like, there's something about me that respects Dakota Johnson even more now after seeing this film. Because there's something about an actress of her caliber that will take these shitty-ass parts, like, Madam Web? Girl, what are you doing?
And
like,
the line that she says in that Madam Web trailer, oh, I love
it. She was with my mother when she was studying spiders in the
I am like, yes.
We will be seated. That is our Valentine's Day date. We are going to see Madam Web.
I am all in on Madam Web. Give me the three
films. We'll be here. That's when you'll meet June.
Yeah.
The movie is so not interested in compelling sex scenes, so much so that when she enters and has her first interaction with Mrs. Jones, it's to Jeff Buckley, which we should all be fucking to tonight, right? But then when they do go and fuck, it's to, like, absolute insane rap rock.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is fucking happening here? This is very bizarre.
Let's go to the crowd. Let's see what you have questions for. Obviously, there's a lot of opinions out here. All right, so the one thing that we didn't mention was there was a lot of issues in the first film. The director and the screenwriter did not return because they had trouble with E.L. James, because E.L. James was very controlling of the script and wanted to make sure that nothing deviated from her books.
So, didn't she have, like, a right of refusal on cast and certain...
Yes,
didn't she have quite a bit of power?
She had some control, yeah. And so much so that the studio trusted E.L. and not the director and writer. So for the second film, they got this new director, and they hired E.L. James's husband to write the script.
Oh, whoa.
Both scripts, because they shot 2 and 3 back-to-back. They did
Thank
not
God.
Prepare... Oh,
like Avengers.
Yeah. Well, this is the biggest. This is the biggest
the Lord
joke.
Of the Rings
the biggest
of erotic
joke
nonsense.
These books have been gigantic. The trailers were viewed more times than Star Wars: The Force Awakens. Like, it was in this thing that was insane. And the studio was like, did not commit to a sequel until the first movie opened and made like $85 million on the first weekend. So they're like, oh shit, we got to finish these. Like, they already had three. And so then they rushed them into production to get them out. So it's an interesting thing, but E.L. James's husband, or E.L. Whatever, wrote the thing. Who had their hand up over here? Yes, okay, yes. All right, what's your question?
So y'all have yet to comment on the fact that she took her panties off while at a restaurant. Jason, I know germs are not your thing, so I'd like to know how
Thank you
would...
Thank you for knowing that.
Of course. I'd like to know how you would react, and I must add, I took these notes on my old company's letterhead, so just had to mention that.
Do you want to shout the company out? Yeah.
Her old company's letterhead.
I thought she did a pretty good subtle job of it, but like, I was like, if I looked, I would be the person who would be like, no, no, no.
She did it discreetly.
Yeah, you know what I had to say? You know what I had to say when I saw that? Try doing that in pants, lady, okay? Then I'll be impressed. Then I'll be impressed when you can do that in pants.
Every I would have loved
then.
It if he pulled up boxer briefs. I would have loved it if this movie had transitioned into being like a Zucker Brothers
yeah.
movie.
Like Airplane.
And he pulled up like long underwear.
By the way, save it. We can make a whole parody series. I was a little confused... Oh, I'm going to open myself up to be an idiot. But maybe I was fuck stupid.
Did he do it?
What was he doing in the elevator?
I was just going to say, he asked her to take them off so that he could finger her in the elevator. Right?
Right. But
Which
I mean,
everybody, but she is...
I don't get the angles of it. I don't get the angles of
elevator.
It. Because he would have to kind of, like...
He's doing one of these. He's doing one of these.
Like, but it's like, really, he's like... All right, he's like
he does the old... No, I'm done. Yeah. He does one of those.
That's why he needs to be on the pommel horse
but I
to
think
get
why,
those angles.
I think why you thought it was confusing, Paulie, is because you assumed everybody in the elevator heard...
Sucking in those fingers like a jet engine.
But she is actively being like... Everybody must be like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, even at the start of it, when he goes down to tie his shoe, that one lady is like, why here? You know?
Well, then let me ask, all right, then I'm going to continue to ask my dumb questions to the people who are very active about the
Can I ask, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Paul. Do you think he asked her to take off her panties in the restaurant knowing that he was going to finger her in the elevator later?
Yes.
By the way, he's fucking lame. Don't plan it all out like that. Let there be surprise and discovery.
This is what I thought was happening. And again, I'm revealing myself here because I trust you all. I thought he was pulling a Hunchback of Notre Dame thing where he's kind of pulling...
I'm sorry, what now?
I thought he was doing a Hunchback of Notre Dame thing where he's doing... where he's going to like kind of pull on the bells, like
On the
balls.
What?
The balls. the Kegel balls.
Oh.
Do you think they make a sound?
There's a lot more going on down there than I thought.
I thought he was like,
You're right in the sense that when she's in the red room, she does pick up like a bell that is on like a cat's, you know, thing. There is a bell, but no, I don't.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. There's two of them in there, and it's fingers. It's like, I think he's dinging the bell.
Oh my God. Was that leaving the restaurant?
That was in the elevator going up to his apartment, which seemingly was like a long elevator ride. And he seems, I don't know who is above him. Yes, hi, what's your question? Hi.
Hi,
hold the mic.
Okay, thank God. My question is, we haven't really talked about how the charity event was for parents of parents that were drug addicts.
Right.
And it was also a sexy ball, so.
Right, well, you know, look, you can help out kids and also have a good time, right? I mean, you know, I wrote down the name of the charity. It was like,
do we feel like the charity has anything to do with Christian Grey? Oh, wait a minute. He's told us 30,000 times that his mother was a crack addict.
Well,
I guess that's part of it?
What he says is, my mother was a crack addict. You know how it goes. Like, well, no, let's get some specifics. Like, you know, she could be I guess there's not functioning.
But when she says, you've never told me that before, and he says, I told you when you were asleep.
Yeah!
When you were asleep. Oh, I can't wait till I have a relationship and I can use that one. What do you mean? I told you, you were just asleep. The ultimate gaslighting. Of course I told you. You were just sleeping.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Nick.
Nick, what's your question?
In the first movie, Jose says that my art's going to be shown at the Portland Place. And I'm wondering if the gallery at the beginning of this movie is the Portland Place. And
So this is how close the first two movies are together? I thought this was like maybe later on.
I didn't think that his art was going to be shown in more than one spot. So,
good call.
I'm more wondering if...
Savage dig on Jose's heart.
I have a question about the first one. Is Jose like in love with her a little bit too?
Yes.
Okay. So
in the first movie, he's her friend, and then he makes a pass, like an aggressive pass at her.
I only understood that because at the end of the movie, when he's announcing that they're getting married, he gives the best face. Like it really does tell the whole story of the first movie and their relationship because he goes.
Jose's giving.
By the way, that was great.
Thank you.
Yes, your question.
My name is John. My question is, did you guys catch the Vin Diesel reference in the film?
Ooh, tell us. Where is it?
So throughout the movie, while they're fucking in the bedroom, like one of the last shots is like the wall they haven't shown. And on the wall, there's a Chronicles of Riddick poster.
What?
Oh, I did see that. That was fucking crazy. Because
fucking talking about?
My God.
I was like, this is so incongruous to everything. He lives in a stainless steel apartment. But
what?
He's like,
wait,
Chronicles
that's in Christian Grey's apartment?
I was really hoping you were going to say...
His bedroom, right?
Oh, his child. Okay. It's in his childhood bedroom. So that only serves to prove to me that Christian Grey is a fucking idiot. And she should walk into the room and be like, Chronicles of Riddick, I'm done.
Done.
You're dumped. I'm out of here. Because
well,
if that's
that
your taste, you're out of your mind.
We know he's a sadist. So obviously we have an opinion about this movie, but there are people out there with a different opinion. It is now time for second opinions.
My name is Ian.
Yeah.
You're all his, girl. But you know it don't matter, because you know he's going to stalk you anyway. You can rely on all his money. You can rely on all his money. It's a great film, and I'm going to review it, because I'm going to give 5 stars and Amazon. That's it.
Amazing. Throw it up. That was amazing. Just so you know, listening at home, no one volunteered for a song. He took a bullet for us all. That was amazing. Great job.
That's deeply impressive.
That's how it's done. Short and sweet.
Yeah.
With a big old mustache.
44,000 reviews
No.
for this movie on Amazon.
Read them all. read them.
All right, let's do it. But that's a significant decline because the first movie had 75,000 reviews. So this is 44,000 reviews on Amazon. 82% are five stars. So this is actually higher five-star rating than the last one.
It's Empire, baby.
So this is from
Gabe. I would have loved it if Christian Grey had ended this movie frozen in carbonite. I did write in my notes that I wish he died in the helicopter crash. Yeah. Please go.
I still want to understand how he got those fireworks to go off exactly right, because he didn't cue anybody. Like, unless he was wearing a wire or something. All right. So Gabe writes this. Bought this for my wife. She's now watched it like seven times. This is not a movie about sex. It's about character traits. Environmental behavior impacts on the human mind and the needs which are derived from such impacts. As both a sociologist and a clinical behavioralist, having practiced for over a decade in the clinical setting and over three decades with in field work, I can say the characters are much more realistic than many may realize. Watching from this perspective makes the movie much more complete as an experience.
Wow.
Extremely well done. This is not about sex. It's about so much more. Sex is a byproduct. The title, Watch for the Human Behavioral Perspective and Look for a Deeper Point. Much to be gained. Excellent writing, directing, and acting. Five stars.
Oh.
Okay. I'm an abolitionist, but march him directly to jail. I just...
If my therapist ever said that they wrote reviews of things on Amazon, I would lose my mind. This person's license should be revoked.
Yeah. Three decades of field experience? Where?
Kristen Allen, or Chrissy, as she writes.
Thank God we have her full name.
and nickname.
And nickname. Writes, movie is definitely darker. It's best to go back and watch the first one so everything makes sense. Otherwise, you'll be in the dark or interrupting the movie to ask questions, which can get bothersome after a while. I guess that's maybe a note to someone she watched this movie with. There is a lot of sex in it, but I expect that from this movie. It will make you both want to get something hot started, so that's just a little warning for you. If you don't know anything about sex before watching this movie, you will learn something by the end.
I wonder what?
Definitely a girl's night or date night, or maybe a pick up some tips and tricks kind of movie. The title? Make you wanna ... five stars. And
that was such a passive aggressive review.
It really was. And this was my favorite one from Brenda. Brenda's name is Brenda, I gave it a five. And Brenda, I gave it a five. The title is Not for Teenage Children.
Found out the hard way.
My granddaughter accidentally ordered this and, of course, was not allowed to watch it. She didn't know what it was about. They didn't get my money back either. And I guess it was our fault for ordering it. Not for Teenage Children. Five stars.
Wait. How is it? How is that a five-star review?
Because it arrived on time.
Also...
She did not accidentally order that. Oh, my God.
There's no way that granddaughter accidentally ordered. She was like,
I accidentally Googled men kissing when I was 9 years old. Come on.
I swear to God, guys, I rented it this weekend. I tried to watch it, but my Nana found it and said I couldn't.
I've been going to one-star reviews, too, because I just want to see what's going on. And Michelle Dennis wrote this. It's pretty clear that E.L. James had all these fantasies in her head, and she was just dying to share them with the world. But it didn't sit well with her, so she had to spin it in a way to make it look like a moral lesson or an explanation for people's bedroom behavior. The only reason her books made the bottom shelf of the grocery store is because we're in a climate that shames everyone in order to justify stripping people of their privacy. And her juvenile fantasy books are yet another tool to point out what needs to be shamed. What a hypocrisy! If you're gonna play rough with your consenting partner, own it. Don't make up excuses and act ashamed of your twisted fantasies. E.L. James. One star. No one's really taking it to E.L. James. Would you recommend this movie?
Absolutely not.
Jason?
I'm in for a penny, in for a pound. Yup, I'm in. Having now watched last night's and tonight's, I'll be honest, none of this is good. This is a absolute nightmare to be inside of. Well, I'm dreading my day tomorrow.
Can I say, this is the thing though, I would never recommend someone, and even having watched it three times of my own volition, I am weirdly curious to see the third
one. Oh, I can't wait. I'm in. I'm all in.
I'm curious. You guys are enormously into the movie. Yes?
Okay.
Okay.
Not even touch what the movie is like.
Give us can you give us like two or three little highlights that you want to say you wish X had made it in?
Hold on, let me get.
I wish in the last movie.
She's loud enough.
I'm not getting that close.
She's loud enough. It's okay.
The last movie when they were doing the spank scene, it was actually what it was in the book, which is like he beats the shit out of
her. Oh, that makes more sense. Okay.
At the end of the first movie. Yeah, yeah.
And the third, I don't want to give.
Don't spoil anything.
No,
the third.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
Will you be here tomorrow night? Will this row be here tomorrow night?
But if you invite me, I will.
You're invited.
Okay. This feels like a Christian Grey scenario. Yeah.
I just was her submissive.
I feel like you're the Christian Grey though.
Yeah.
All right, well, I want to quickly just go around real quick. What do you think is going to happen in the third one?
Oh, wow. Now that it's been introduced, the first movie, Joel, you'll be shocked to find out, has no thriller elements, nothing but, like, sexual discovery. So now that there's been gunplay and helicopter crashes and all the rest, I'm assuming there's going to be, like, murder? We're definitely going to have a murder, and my prediction is that somehow Kim Basinger might need to be the big bad, like what you were saying, like maybe she murders.
She's going to get shot.
Or gets murdered, you think?
I think she's going to get shot. I think we're going to see babies. I think there's going to be a time jump.
Whoa! What do you think, 40 years?
It's going to end like Harry Potter. We're going to see their kids doing S&M. Like Muppet Babies. Fifty Shades of Babies.
That's the T-shirt.
And it's just Nana's stocking. You just see the Kegel balls hanging out from...
I think that Jack is going to kidnap her.
Okay.
I think he's going to have to put together a team. Diaper guy.
Roz.
Piss guy.
It's an Avengers team of all kink people.
Yeah, kinksters. Yeah,
I'm
he puts together
it.
A kinkster team.
Anal fister.
I love it.
The Expendables. Right. That's what the fister
Captain
is called.
The submissive.
Yeah. Captain or the Cock dominant. And Ball Torture.
Nipple clamps. Get over here.
That they had nipple clamps, but they were only used on
the
finger.
Sexy.
This movie is not as horny as it wants to be.
Thank you for coming out. This has been How Did This Get Made? You all are fantastic. How Did This Get Made? Thank you to Joel Kim Booster and our always amazing staff at Largo. If you want to feel like you were a part of our 50 Shades Darker live show, you can buy yourself a shirt that we designed for Christian Grey's nonsensical company. The shirt says Grey Enterprises, Business, Telecommunications, Independent Publishing, Blow Dry Bars, and Charity. You can buy that shirt and more at tpublic.com/stores/HDTGM. And if you've been dying to attend one of our live shows, well, we have a couple tickets left for our European tour. That's right. We're going to be in London, Glasgow, and Belfast. Go get your tickets at hdtgm.com. That's hdtgm.com. My book, Joyful Recollections of Trauma, is available for pre-order in Canada, the UK, and the United States. Go to your local bookstore. Go to any of your online retailers. Get it as an ebook, or you can get it as an audiobook. I will be reading it. There'll be special things, treats, and twists
in it. And if you buy it now, you can sign up for a very special part of my website. It's kind of like the DVD special features of my book on my website. Go to paulshear.com to find out more about that. And if you have any corrections and omissions from this episode, let us know. Go on our Discord at discord.gg/hdtgm and leave me a voicemail at 619-PAULASK. That's 619-PAUL-ASK. Then make sure to tune into next week's episode of Last Looks to hear me respond to your messages. Plus, June will be joining me next week on Last Looks to talk to a very special guest. That's right, Jake Johnson will be stopping by to chat. And as always, we will announce our next film, which is a doozy. Remember, you can find us everywhere online at HDTGM. And if you love the show, please tell your friends about it. That's right, word of mouth helps us, and it's a lot more fun watching these bad movies with a friend. And last but not least, I gotta say thank you to all of our listeners who support this show every week and our entire behind-the-scenes team who keeps this show running. I'm talking about our producers, Scott Sonny, Molly Reynolds, our movie-picking producer, Avril Haley, and our associate producer, Jess Cisneros, and our engineers, Casey Holford and Rich Garcia. That's all I got. Bye for now.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From eight sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.